Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake. Jones rolls left, wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Michael Fliegelman.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Let's do a show, shall we? 10:02. Very good Saturday evening to you, New York City. Mike Fliegelman here. It's Fleegs on the Fan for the next 5 hours until 3 a.m. And Rami Lavi, 877-337-6666. The number to call. You can tweet at me at M Fliegelman. It's M-F-L-I-E-G-E-L-M-A-N. We have Kevin Dexter with your updates at the top of every hour, as you just heard. And an honor and a privilege to be working with the fantastic Paulie Roseberg on the other side of the glass. First time I've had the opportunity to do that, despite knowing Paulie and being friends for over a decade. So we'll have some fun. We'll talk some hockey. We'll talk some food. Paulie's favorite topics. Maybe not as much dogs as he'd expect. Everything's on the table tonight. There will be Yankees, Mets, Jets, Knicks, the hockeys. But we will begin with the New York Giants, because as I was sitting in my couch watching college basketball for most of Saturday afternoon before the Rangers and Islanders got underway, the quarterbacks were on display at the NFL Combine today. And no, don't worry, I'm not going to get into the measurables and the drills and the numbers for the quarterbacks or any other position at the Combine, because they're irrelevant. We'll mock the Combine as we go through the 5 hours, and we'll mock people who care about spring training results, which to me is just bizarre. But watching or seeing the tweets of these quarterbacks, because no, again, I was not watching the Combine. I don't know if you could pay me to watch the Combine and watch these guys run in shorts, but you see news trickle in about Michael Penix Jr. and J.J. McCarthy and the guys in the second tier of quarterbacks, which is the area that the Giants will most likely be choosing from, because Caleb Williams all but certainly seems headed to Chicago. Drake May, it looks like he's headed to Washington. Jaden Daniels, maybe there's a chance the Patriots would trade out of the number 3 overall pick, where the Giants or another team can swoop in and snag the LSU star who I was talking about doing shows in September and October as a guy who I thought was a dark horse before he lit the world on fire in the second half of the college football season and won himself the Heisman, and just the draft stock skyrocketed a la Joe Burrow, the former Tigers quarterback 5 years ago. But the Giants are in need of a quarterback. I would hope that anybody who still was hanging on to the delusion that Daniel Jones would be the guy for the Giants moving forward gave that up after this past season. I'm sure there's still a few crazies out there, but the Daniel Jones time for the New York Giants in terms of building around him has come and gone. Daniel Jones will be the Giants' week one quarterback, but that's part of a season that is not about winning in 2024. You know, sorry, if you're the Met fan, Giant fan, that combo that is sick of how the Mets are building for this season and doing so with an eye towards the future, you're not going to like the reality that the Giants are in, because the Giants are not in a position where they're trying to win in 2024. At least they shouldn't be. If Joe Shane and Brian Daboll make that mistake, I think there's a chance they'll be gone this time next year. There's always talk about how taking a quarterback is a risk. If you're Joe Shane, if you're Brian Daboll, the bigger risk right now is not taking a quarterback, is not finding the guy that you can build around, and try to convince John Mara is the future cornerstone of this franchise, the guy you can build around and try to win a Super Bowl with. The Giants' focus for 2024 has to be building a team that can win in 2025 and beyond. And I get why fans don't like to hear that. I get why that can be frustrating, because the last decade plus, for the most part, has been incredibly frustrating for Giants fans. But if they're smart and attack this with a two or so year plan and a rebuild that should have started years ago, had the hiccup with Dave Gettleman setting you back and the bad head coaches setting you back, and Joe Shane and Dable not fully setting you back last year, but maybe taking a step sideways instead of a step forward when they gave Daniel Jones the contract that they did, and they didn't completely blow the whole operation up. I don't think they took serious steps back when they did that, but they didn't help themselves. Now they are in a position where if they approach this the right way, the Giants can be a legitimate Super Bowl contender in 2026 and 27 and moving forward. And you would hope, if you're a Giants fan, that they get things right for the next decade plus. There are 32 NFL teams. Before the season, you could cross off at least half of them, usually a lot more, and say this team has a 0% chance of winning the Super Bowl. No matter what the Giants do in this offseason, no matter who they draft, no matter who they sign, no matter who they trade for, Giants have a 0% chance of winning the Super Bowl next year. And that's fine. It's not what you want as a fan, but it's the reality that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll walked into when they took this job a couple years ago. What this is about now is building the way that successful NFL franchises build their teams. The blueprint in the NFL is pretty simple. You have a superstar quarterback who makes up for every other flaw around him, and whether you're paying him or not, you can win. A guy like Patrick Mahomes. Or to build up the team where you have a terrific roster and a young quarterback on the cheap, whether this is somebody taken in the first round, whether this is somebody taken on day three, but somebody who is not making a large amount of money. Let's say they're in about the halfway point, not top 10 of quarterback salaries, not even likely top 12 of quarterback salaries. Those are the two paths. The Giants are in a spot right now where they can hop on one of those trains and see where it takes them. They can invest in a quarterback next month, and yes, it's March, so the draft is now next month. And if they pick the right guy, and they develop the right guy, and with Brian Daboll as the head coach, I'm inclined to believe they're capable of figuring that out, because of all the quote-unquote offensive geniuses and QB whisperers and a lot of them who end up being failed coaches in the NFL, Brian Daboll is one of the few who has actually shown that he can help make a young quarterback better. He can actually point to his resume and say, Josh Allen, I was part of that development. It's time to let Brian Daboll choose his quarterback. And again, it's from the second tier, because you're not getting Williams or May, probably not Daniels, and say, I can work with this guy. I can make this guy somebody who can play at a high enough level that if I do my job well the rest of it as the head coach of this football team, and Joe Shane does enough of it well as his job as the general manager building the rest of this roster, then they can win. I think that's well on the table for the Giants. And part of that equation, if you've ever heard me before, I think this will shock some people. I know Paul is going to be surprised by this because he knows my thoughts on the topic very, very well. One of the things that you don't do when you're building a winner is pay a running back. It's obvious to anybody who actually knows football in the last decade, it's just not something you do. Even in the rarest of situations, and there's one, the Christian McCaffrey Niners whole deal, which hasn't produced an actual Super Bowl title yet. That's not the path to winning. The NFL did the Giants a favor with the salary cap being much higher than anybody else anybody expected, the time is now for the Giants to sign Saquon Barkley to a quote-unquote long-term deal. It's time for the Giants to give Saquon Barkley the kind of contract that they gave Daniel Jones last year around this time. Saquon Barkley wants to be one of the highest paid running backs in the NFL. Now is the time where the Giants can do it. Give him that 3 or 4 year deal, or even the 5th year. Throw whatever you want in there. Call it 6, because the reality will be for this deal, you have, just like with Daniel Jones, an out after 2 years. When I'm thinking about the overall vision for this New York Giants franchise, that includes drafting a rookie quarterback next month and having that rookie take over at some point in the 2024 season, and knowing that Daniel Jones is going to be cut next February or March, then there's room with this bigger salary cap to stomach paying a running back for an extra year or two, with the mindset that that running back's not going to help you chase a Super Bowl, but that running back will be an integral part of an offense that is geared to helping a young quarterback learn how to play in the NFL. We've talked time and time again how franchises, including the Giants, the Jets in town, didn't do enough around their young quarterbacks to help them at the early stages of their career. The Giants would have to do a lot more. Of course, they need to add a wide receiver or two. A more reliable tight end than Darren Waller wouldn't hurt, and we know they have to address the offensive line. All of that still possible with this salary cap. The Giants can do all of that. They can make every move that they have to make, and they can fit Saquon Barkley into that. Because if Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are smart, they know they're not winning a Super Bowl this year. What this year has to be about for them, and this is why bringing back Saquon matters, and why drafting a rookie quarterback matters, because their responsibility right now, at least for themselves, is to make sure that they have a job next year. And the feel around the team could be whatever people want to say it is. John Mara could have told them privately whatever they want to hear, whatever he thinks right now. That means absolutely nothing. If this year goes south for the Giants and Saquon Barkley, who ownership loves and is the face of the franchise, the most marketable player they have, if he goes elsewhere and the team stinks and there's no star and the quarterback is still here and he disappoints again and there's nobody in the pipeline, nobody set to take over at some point this season or next year, and there's nothing for the head coach or the general manager to point to and say, well, this is what we're working on, have faith in us, this is where the Giants as an organization move forward. Again, John Mara can think whatever he wants right now and be saying it. The calendar changes to January of 2025, and the Giants are coming off a 4-13, 5-12 season with no tangible sign to point to for a better future. I wouldn't feel confident if I'm Joe Shane or Brian Daboll that John Mara is going to let you have year 4 at that point, 2 bad seasons in a row. Pass up on, yes, Bill Belichick is out there, the greatest head coach in the history of the NFL with ties to the Giants organization, could come back home and cap off the best coaching career, not just football, any sport has ever seen. A guy like Mike Vrabel is out there, winning record, multiple playoff appearances, known for doing more with less. Whoever becomes the next hotshot candidate during the season, he was already won this last coaching cycle, Ben Johnson. There are too many names out there, too much frustration with ownership could lead to change. I would venture to say would lead to change. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll can't count on keeping the status quo and making their move next year. They have to make it now. The time is now. This is the draft to choose a quarterback. It's unfortunate for them that they're not going to have their choice of the number one, number two, maybe even number three quarterback in this draft. That's what happens when fans who want to celebrate winning a couple meaningless Tommy DeVito games and you hurt your draft pick status, well, that's what happens. And we'll break down more of the flawed misunderstanding from fans about how, oh, you can get the quarterback in any pick. You know, look at where Josh Allen was taken. Look at where Patrick Mahomes was taken. We'll get into why that logic is flawed as we go on until three. The Giants have to strike now. They have to get that quarterback into the building now. They have to put him on the field and have him show something that ownership can see signs and say, okay, I get where these guys are going. I understand what they are building. Yes, the offensive line still has to improve, and the receiver room still has to improve, and the defense can't take a step back without Wink Martindale. Brian Daboll has to clean stuff up on the margins after a disappointing year or two. All of that is true. All of that will be true no matter what. Where you can convince ownership, if you're a coach and a general manager, that there's something that you're doing worth keeping is at the quarterback position. It's the most important position in the NFL. It's the most important position in all of sports. The Giants have to draft a quarterback, one that they believe in. Might not be the best. They might not think that the guy is going to be better than Caleb Williams or ever reach the level of a Patrick Mahomes. That's fine. They have to draft somebody that they believe they can build a winner around in the next year. That they can show signs of improvement and growth in 2024 and be a playoff team in 2025. That's how they make sure they keep their jobs. That's how they make sure that they get a real opportunity to do this, to build this team the right way. It's drafting a quarterback and keeping Saquon Barkley. Helping Daniel Jones early on, having a semblance of a professional offense, and having that superstar running back in the fold when you hand the keys over to the rookie at some point during the season. That's how the Giants have to build. Thinking long term. Thinking for the real way you could build a legitimate winner. Not chasing 10 wins and a quick playoff exit in 2024. Not trying to build around Daniel Jones, which, again, I would hope they're not delusional enough to think is still a possibility. But that's the answer for the Giants. Draft a quarterback, whether that's at 6, at 5, at 3. Identify your quarterback in that second tier. Bring him into the building with Saquon Barkley. Add a receiver free agency later in the draft. Tweak the offensive line. That's the path for the New York Giants. They have to draft one of these quarterbacks that was putting on a show in Indianapolis today. If not, if you're Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and you pass on taking a quarterback next month, whoever ultimately drafts the Giants quarterback of the future, the next legitimate franchise quarterback, is probably going to be somebody else sitting in your offices. 877-337-6666. More on the Giants, how the financials of the Saquon contract can work out. I talked about the myth of you could just find a quarterback anywhere, breaking all that down. We'll get into the Jets and their offseason plan. A little more complicated than the Giants because the Jets are a team that has to try and win next year. We'll break that down. The Mets, the Yankees, their expectations, the Knicks and dealing with all their injuries. And we'll talk some hockey too. The Rangers losing the shootout to the Maple Leafs, but they get a point. The Islanders with a 5-1 thrashing of the Boston Bruins, which is, if you heard me with Steve about 20, 30 minutes ago, I did not see that coming. I don't know how any Islander fan could have, but to quote Michael Corleone in The Godfather Part 3, just when I thought I was out, they have pulled me back in. I thought I was done with this Islander team a week ago. I am now fully back on board. Every team is on the table. We can even talk about the Brooklyn Nets, who are showing you a little bit of a pulse after firing Jacques Vaughn and bringing in Kevin Ollie. The Nets, now only a couple games out of a play-in spot after beating the Hawks twice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.